Welcome to Control Talk Now, your smart buildings podcast with Ken Smyers and Eric Stromquist. Control Talk Now, your source for control news you can use. And now, here is Eric.
There we go. All right. Hi, welcome to Control Talk Now, your smart buildings videocast and podcast for the week ending October 11th, 2015. My name is Eric Stromquist, and I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the one, the only, Kenny Smyers from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Kenny, you've been on a worldwide tour, buddy. It's probably good for you to be back in town, huh?
Oh, that's right, Eric. I'm new and improved. I've been around, did a couple thousand miles across the globe with you in France. I've been to Germany and been to Spain. I've experienced tremendous elations, a family wedding, and then a tragedy, or not tragedy, but a sad event. My wife's mother passed away. We've been on an emotional roller coaster. Technology-wise, the world got smaller. It began with our EZI conference in Paris, and just meeting people from all over the world and getting a better idea of where technology actually is impacting, and the impacts it make on not just our North American continent and our markets, but around the world, and about the tipping point, and about the renaissance. The theme we had with the EZIO Global Conference was the renaissance. You know, we were in Paris, and that's where a lot of it began. And you know, we had some very important people that have, oh gosh, hundreds of years in the industry all put together. Terry Casey, John Petsy, just, you know, more guys than you'd expect seeing this year. In this particular time in our industry, we're actually at a tipping point. We're going through a renaissance into a new set of understandings, ideas, and technologies.
Well, that's really something, Kenny. But before we get to that, let's have a little technology conversation, dude, because you and I have been trying to set up. We've been away from this for a couple of weeks, as our viewers and listeners know. And I tell you what, dude, I spent all weekend the brand new setup, you know, using the existing technology. It was going to be so cool, Kenny. We're going to have bells. We were going to have whistles. We were going to have a parade. We're going to have the whole nine yards. Well, long story short, you and I've been on, I think, for the last 5 hours. 5 hours later, I had to rip all that out. Not even using a mixer. All the software we were using before, we're not using. This is a completely new setup. It's the stuff we were using when we first got started. So technology, bah, humbug. At least audio and video technology, man. This is frustrating as the dickens. So if Kenny and I seem a little off, it's because we are pissed. I mean, it's just been frustrating with that, man. I'll tell you.
And that's the thing about the controllers. You know, the web is great when it's working. Connections are great when you're connected. And, you know, technology is great as long as it's on your side, not being working against you. But so that's why you always got to go back to the basics. And when push comes to shove, that you can go back to the basic elements and make things work. And I think that's indicative. That's a great segue into our world where things have to work. We have a couple of posts where we talk about Honeywell and their momentum meeting, and how Larry Andrew Yunus says, you know, hey, when it comes down to it, you got to reduce things down to the lowest cost level and provide, you know, Honeywell came up with some solutions that we'll talk about where, you know, it saves the trips, the calls that you don't get paid for, you know. So they're introducing technology. But the bottom line is things have to work. Heating and cooling. We just had a changeover of seasons up here. We had a low last night of 41 degrees, and I'll tell you what. It's heating time.
Yeah, you're feeling it, right? Yeah. So it's usually a busy time for distributors. Anytime the seasons change, we get busy because people turn stuff on and it breaks. But I kind of want to cycle back a little bit to the whole trip and the whole Renaissance thing that we talk about. I really think we're on that. I mean, we met so many incredible people in at the EZI meeting from all over the world. Our friend Vinny Exon, we've got a great video that will be coming out next week where he interviews some of the top people in India. We'll be posting that next week. But just a great, great group of people. A little bit later in the show, we actually have our friends from Mexico City, another integrator that is going to give us a heads up on, you know, how everything's going on, how what the business is like in Mexico and Mexico City. So we're looking forward to that. We'd hope to have those guys live, but now it looks like we're going to have to had them recorded separately and sort of spice it in, but hey, c'est la vie, what can you say? So, Kenny, I mean, again, condolences about Rita's mom. I mean, that was really sad, but so what did you see in Europe that was different than the States? Because you spent, I guess, almost a month over there, and I know you were working the whole time. So first thing, how was it being able to work from Europe? Because it seemed like you were staying in touch with everybody, staying on top of things. So, a la Tim Ferriss, the 4-hour work week, and a la some of the people we've talked about who want to travel and still be able to work, were you able to stay connected pretty well?
No, there were times where I had to pull off the road and use a hotspot, and that's very expensive technology. As much as technology is pervasive, you can't make the assumption that you're going into anywhere and it's there. You always verify that the place you go to has Wi-Fi, not just in the lobby, but in your room or whatever. So I encountered maybe like 9 different experiences where I tried to set things up and go. We did our last Control Talk Now from I was in a mini hotel room in Germany. And I couldn't even back the chair up. I was like literally wedged like 42 inches, you know, to function inside this room. But you know, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that, you know, having that experience, I know that watching Mike Marston, for instance, set up at one of those microbreweries, taking everything he needed to make a system work, he could have controlled a system right there from the bar stool. And you know, seeing that application of technology, you cannot reasonably assume that that's everywhere and it's pervasive. Now, if you pay for it and you go to the top, you know, if you go to the 5-star hotels, then you get what you pay for, kind of like. But no, I wasn't able to. I mean, I would actually go through 6 hours of thinking everything I sent was sent because it would clear off my screen or text message that you thought it went through, only to find out when I got to a real internet services that none of it was delivered. I'd never experienced that before. So it was like an echo effect. But it was challenging. But I did really, truly learn a lot because, you know, I paid attention to the buildings. I paid attention to the facility managers and even got to talk with service contractors from around the world. And we are seeing, though, technology being applied to the lowest level. In other words, we're seeing the hospitality suites, I think, and the hospitality industry is probably the most advanced I've seen with deployments of wireless, and especially coming in the room, you have to have that card in the card slot because if not, nothing works.
Yeah.
And as soon as you open up any of the windows, in the warmer areas of Spain or whatever, you open up a window, that sensor deactivates the HVAC. So whether you had the air conditioner on or a fan running or whatever, it's off because that window is a showstopper. So I'm gonna assume that that's gonna come to our as our hospitality markets become more and more efficient, we're going to start to see that same thing here. But that was probably out of the 8 places we visited and stayed overnight throughout the course of 23 days, everyone had them. So
I remember, and I'm wondering whether maybe the internet as a whole, I mean, just something we take for granted over here, because you can pretty much get really good, fast internet service pretty much anywhere. I remember we went to Europe the year before last to cover the EZIO conference in Madrid. With the exception of the hotel we stayed at with EZIO, I mean, don't you remember we were in France and a couple of other places? We're trying to upload shows and stuff, and you just couldn't get them to upload. There was not enough bandwidth and enough speed. Now, this year, the hotel EZIO had us at in Paris was very good internet, so I think you've got your spots. But as a given rule, I think that's the first thing I would mention to people is finding fast, reliable internet is a little bit of a trick. We sort of take that for granted. But outside of that, I tell you what, man, some of the places we got to see, and I'm sure you and Rita saw, just phenomenal. I got to see where the man, the myth, the legend played football and baseball at Bird Air Force Base in Germany. It was just a beautiful place, but I think we're going to see more of it. Again, we got a ton more videos from not only the EZIO conference, the Honeywell Momentum Conference, and also the KMC Conference. And you and I will probably be going out to, at least I think I'm going out to Mark Petock's, the Linkspring Partner Meeting at the end of the month, and we're doing the Belimo Platinum Meeting here. So October's a very, very busy month. Next week, Kenny, I'll be down in Aruba. We'll be trying to record this show remotely with me on the other side of the internet. So I tell you, it's a challenge. It's a real challenge to do the video podcast, but it's so worth it. The views keep going up and up, and we keep meeting more and more cool people and get more and more great input. Like I said, we'll hear from our group in Mexico here a little bit in the show. But Kenny, let's sort of get it going. We had, I think, 3 or 4 posts this week. Let's hit them, and then we'll head on to our friends from Mexico.
Sounds good. Well, the first one's Ken Sinclair's Automated Buildings October release. You know, Ken always has a theme, and this year, or this month's theme was satisfaction plus well-being equals productivity. And you know, the well-being, of course, I think comes again from comfy, from some of the Silicon Valley products that are coming out there. One of those products is comfy, and comfy really got a good dig this summer in New York City, where So many of those large skyscrapers were overcooled, and they didn't have a chance to do anything about it. And the comfy program, of course, would give them an opportunity to say, "I'm comfortable. Shut this fan off. Shut the cooling off." And but Ken Snaker does it again. He just says, "Our new tools of social engagement allow us to rapidly and continuously quantify, as never before, the measured variables of satisfaction and well-being in our buildings." And of course, that's the feedback company gives. Three selections: I need heat, I need cool, I'm comfortable. And then, so when that happens, is the results are the people get a 10-minute blast of cooling if they need it, or 10-minute blast of heating if they need it, or if they're comfortable, it shuts off that. So it's the most, it is a, you know, a refinement of the zoning system. So I really got a kick out of that. And we know the...
Well, you know Lindsay Baker. You met Lindsay and the rest of the team at a meeting. I actually interviewed her, so hi to Lindsay Baker. Cool people there. It's a cool technology, Kenny, but I tell you what, I looked at a couple of jobs with that, and I guess the app is the really cool thing, but I'm thinking that, you know, our integrators now, it seems like they could create, you know, the big thing that it does seems like it could be creative, but it's, I think it's kind of expensive. You still have to overlay this whole thing on top of an existing building automation control system, and I think it works really good. I think they got the social aspects of it, you know, very much down. But I think that's an opportunity for, you know, a really sharp integrator to come in and create that same sort of thing. And you know, Ken is right on it. I mean, when he talks about productivity and well-being, as a matter of fact, I had a gentleman call about a month ago, Kenny. He was talking about a terminology that a building that he was doing. It's the first time I heard it. He called. He said that there's this company he's working with that has some property management. They have what they call the well buildings. The WELL. And what they're featuring there, Kenny, is that everything in the building, from the food to the drinks, are all healthy. They got better indoor air quality. You know, they're really touting that. And what we know from our friend Mark Jewell, who is sort of the sales trainer on this and really understands what the real estate people are looking for, and from what our experience has been going to WorldCom Albacon, if you have a building where people can be more productive and they're happier, you're going to be able to charge higher lease rates, you can have less turnover, and what you can get out of an increase in 1% or 2% increase in productivity in most companies, Kenny, is far more than any energy savings you're going to get. So I think that's a trend we're really going to see, the well buildings. I thought it was a really cool sort of deal, huh?
Well, I think you're exactly right. In fact, the takeaway for the integrators on our level, they can't afford another overlay of a comfy system that actually takes your DDC system and takes over, you know, so it relies on an existing, you know, advanced building system, and then it further refines it. But we had a couple of applications where our contractors had a red button and a green button on a phone. So what it boiled down to was the red button was turn everything off, green button turn everything on. But the refinement of that is in the social, you know, media aspect and the social networking and the social engagement that Ken St. Clair is talking about in this edition is something that we need to take. It has to be incorporated into your business model. You have to give people that social connection. So if they are iPhone dependent or smart pad dependent or smart device dependent, they need that interface because they don't want to walk over to the thermostat. They want to sit at their desk and they want to be able to communicate. They want to be part of the system and access that system through some of those fancier technologies are not really fancy anymore, but if they have a phone and it has a capability, an app, they expect that app to tie into the system.
Right. No, it's really fascinating. And from what Lindsay was telling us, that, you know, they've done all kinds of studies. And oddly enough, giving people that sort of control, you'd think people would take advantage of it, right, and want more cooling and more heating than they actually needed. And actually, the studies are exactly the reverse. Sort of incorporating them, like you say, in the plan and giving them the control, they actually consume less energy than they would in other cases. So great stuff. And again, our friend Ken Sinclair, automatedbuildings.com, is on top of it again. So Ken, great job. And I had just speak with him last week. Kenny, he's doing well. He misses you too. So we're going to be hooking up with Ken. He'll be part of the 2015 Control Trends Awards, will be taking place in Orlando. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in the show too. But Ken's a good friend, and our other friend, Therese Sullivan, buildingcontext.me. I'm surprised she's not all over this company thing. She probably is. So we keep trying to get Therese back on the show too. Once we get our technology fix, we can have a bunch of guests on, right, Kenny?
Well, you know, I just wanted to wrap that up. The savings that you were referencing were between 20 and 24%. And also, the other social networking and social engaging thing is that green screen in the lobbies. If you put a green screen in there, you let the kids in the dormitories know that the better citizens they are and the better HVAC citizens they are, the more money they save, the less trees that go down, the reduction of the carbon footprint has an amazing resounding effect on the people that are participants, on the occupants of a building.
Very cool.
To summarize too, the other October articles, a bunch of our renowned friends that have been a part of the Control Trends community, Transformational Shake-Up Lighting by Mike Welsh from CNS, Jim Sinopoli, Smart Building Controls, The Day IT Operates the Building. Tree Sullivan has an article here, Navigating the New Landscape. Fred Gordy, Smart Core, The Internet Isn't Broken. Mark Pitok gives us, again, heads up, National Cybersecurity Awareness. And then just several other ones. It's another great volume, condensed, easy to get to, litany of very relevant HVAC building automation articles.
Very, very good. Good job, Ken. Be sure to check it out, automatedbuilders.com. All right. Well, we and I are in France. Rob Allen and Mike Bonner, we're calling. We're at the 100 Momentum meeting. So a couple of things there. First of all, a special shout out to John Donahue from Controls Consultants. John was the 100 Momentum Distributor of the Year. John's up in the Boston, Massachusetts area. Man, they do a great job up there. Good people. He's got guys like Jim Seibert, Mario, great crew of people. He and his wife, Patty, do a great job. So be sure to check those guys out. But from what Rob was telling me, Kenny, it was just a heck of a show. He's going to be on hopefully next week with us, and we'll tell us more direct. But apparently just had a beautiful location. They were a great host. Joe Theismann was a speaker there, so great stuff. And Rob caught up with Larry Rubin. We posted that last week. Larry Andreanis. Larry is like the control guy, right, Kenny? I mean, he grew up in the business, you know, out in the truck, wiring stuff, putting stuff together. So I tell you, I think a lot of people in the industry have a lot of respect for Larry just because he's been there, done it, and he's probably one of the straightest shooters I know in the industry. Would you agree? I mean, you know, Larry just unplanted punches.
First of all, the guy has no pretenses. I mean, Larry, I've known him over 20 years now, and I'll tell you what, we've watched his ascent through the Honeywell corporate, coming from a contracting side where you're not part of the original. You know, when you normally work with a corporation, you know, they get you right out of college, and then that's really where the growth occurs. But Larry is an anomaly. He's skilled in the fact that he knows what's important. And some of the things that he performed was an MC, and he's a very humble guy, but he's very smart, and, you know, he gets the job done. And he's director of commercial sales, just to give you an idea. He went from being our area. I think he was a SR regional manager. He was a, you know, so he went local, regional. Now he's up in the ivory tower, so to speak. But what Larry says in this interview with Rob, and Rob does a great job, because if you can't go to a meeting and you want to know what happened and what was important, we get that takeaway just through that Niagara 4 was released. Honeywell's the first OEM to really have it ready to go with all the tools. So it's up and at them. It's ready to use. They had a great process with the beta testing and had the spider tools working fine. So they were very happy to remember, now everybody needs to get trained. So now the big thing was the bridge training to go from AX to Niagara 4. But the biggest thing I got out of that was how Larry said that Honeywell's trying to find new value, not just for the end users who always want more value. They want the bigger bang for less buck, you know, but the service contractors, he was talking about how they put extra sensors on controllers now with the intentions of doing fault diagnostics and to give them advanced diagnostics so that you can reduce nuisance calls, you know, save money. And this all leads to the retention rate where these service-based contractors need to compete competitively. And you give them the tools, and then all of a sudden they become better business people. Instead of rolling a truck out and spending $200 to find out that all they had to do was actually reset something or change the set point on a thermostat, that was old school. Honeywell now is deploying another version of light commercial building solutions. The first version, Larry says, yep, it was really successful. But now this is a newer relationship to provide value, to find value in an existing platform that's there. Just use these features and you can wind up saving a great deal of money and provide a greater level of service and retain your customers.
Well, I think the translation of that is we created the race to the small space. We created all that with the, because they did, man. They were the first people to come up with a product. We created it. We put the products out. Now there are people in that space. We're taking it back. So, who better than those guys? And I think what they're seeing too, Kenny, like you say, is I think a big target for this is the service contractors. Apparently, the statistics that not only they shared, but other people have shared as well, is that if you have a service contract with somebody, for every dollar they spend on service, you're getting an additional $40 to $50 in additional upgrade revenue or additional jobs because of that service contract. So it's huge. So most of these guys have the service contracts, very risk averse. The last thing they want to do is upset and possibly lose a contract because you know, they put an automation system in and it didn't work well. And what I would say to those guys and girls is right now, I think you're more at risk not doing that. And the reason being, the technology has gotten really, really refined. It works well. And a couple of things, those service contracts, very price competitive. If somebody else can lower their price because they're able to use automation to be more efficient, you could lose there. But secondly, do you really want another service contractor coming in showing an end user how cool diagnostics are and things like that? I mean, you don't want that to happen. So at the very least, you want to reach out to your, you know, local Honeywell distributor, or your distributor that has better automation controls. There's several people that have systems that are going for the race to the small space. And you want to make sure you get educated on it. You want to make sure your salespeople are able to talk fluently to their customers about it. Because I tell you, the one thing we've learned, Kenny, over the years from going to things like WorldCom, IBCon with Jim Young, is that the end users and the property management people, they are in many cases more educated than maybe even engineers or some of the contractors who are doing business with them. So you have to be educated if you want to stay, you know, stay in that market and stay in that space. And hey, stay tuned for Control Trends. We'll point you in the right direction. But I think Honeywell is really thinking right about where this product is going to play well, and I think they're committed to making it bulletproof.
Very well said. And again, the proof's in the pudding. So we'll see. We're going to see some very, very interesting technologies continue to be deployed in usable ways. It's we're going to get to a post here with SMC with Varun Nagaraj, where he talks about everybody keeps saying the same thing, and the information so blurred now because it doesn't mean anything. I mean, so the idea is, how do I decipher all the technology and make it usable for me? We see how distributors we play a great role in that. We educate the engineering communities, we educate the users. We work with people like RealCom and IBCon, you know, to get in the C-level conversations and explain how we can help them, not just with, you know, saving money with energy. That's old school now. We're trying to save operational costs, you know, now. We're trying to help them retain occupancy. So we get it now. So I think our educational process, but then all of a sudden there's a level, you know, with the contracting now, where some of their business models need to be altered. They need to start doing that social engagement we just talked about, you know, green screens, you know, and about, you know, are people comfortable? Find out the end result is, are you comfortable? You know, I mean, so the thing that Honeywell has done now, thing that Honeywell just recently, I think, was they improved the clarification of tools that are available to make you more profitable and more successful, which is always a great thing. I mean, Johnson had always been famous for doing that. You know, you walked away with some sort of edification, you know, some sort of a seminarish benefit where the time was well spent, because now you walk away, you think, you know what, I can go back and I can use this and I can help it, you know, keep my customer base and increase it and have an advantage, a competitive advantage over the other service contractors that are not hip, not aware.
Hey, Kenny, so let's how about speaking of international, let's introduce our guests. We're really pleased to have these two guys coming on the show. They're going to be our correspondents in Mexico. And Kenny, why don't you introduce them?
I'd love to, Eric. I'd like to introduce Alfredo Melnick and Carlos Ramon from MR Soluciones out of Mexico City. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Hey, guys. Glad to have you.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Eric. Being part of the Control Trends community will be a great chance for Mexico City.
All right. Gentlemen, tell us a little bit about your business and how you do HVAC and building automation down in Mexico.
We founded MR Soluciones 10 years ago as a company dedicated to the design, supply, implementation, and commissioning of technology in intelligent buildings. We include security, such as CCTV, access control, and fire detection. We do BMS, and we also do communication networks. We have done major commercial and residential projects in Mexico. We have done projects including hospitals, hotels, high-rise buildings, shopping malls. We have always been known in the market as the technology innovators. There's an institute in Mexico called the Mexican Institute of the Intelligent Building, and four of the buildings where we have participated have actually been awarded with this prize.
We conceptualize ourselves just as a tailor-made contractor. We not only do the truly integration of all of the systems within a building, but we also do the engineering, the scope, and the service from them. And we actually are among the first ones to place buildings on the cloud in Mexico City, and pretty much in the entire country.
Okay, guys, so give our listeners and viewers a little flavor for what the market's like in Mexico. For example, what sort of brands are there? What's the size of the market and stuff like that?
Mexico is still dominated by the major control brands, Johnson Controls, Honeywell, Allerton, Schneider. And in the industrial market, you see a lot of Siemens, of Allen Bradley, and Rockwell, also some GE, Fanuc. Johnson and Honeywell usually go to the market direct only in very strategic projects. The rest of the projects, they usually go through integrators or through control contractors such as AMR Soluciones. The interesting thing is that even though Niagara has been in the States and in Europe for over 20 years, in Mexico you still see a lot of offering of the old technologies like the Johnson's N2 and the Honeywell XL5000s from the different control contractors. We as AMR Soluciones have always been leaders, like we said.
So, guys, what is the number one request from your customers? It's all about customer service and customer satisfaction. Tell us a little bit about that from your perspective.
The number one thing that they ask us for do is to try to lower the price. They always want for several cutbacks on their schedule.
The reality is that what you see a lot of Mexico is there's very little acceptance or very little trust on the intelligent buildings, on the BMS, on all these different systems. The reason is that, like in the States, you have all the buildings have a technology leader or have facility manager that are people dedicated to actually taking advantage of this technology and using it. Here in Mexico, you still see the low-end guys operating these systems. They really don't take advantage of the systems. They don't get everything out of them. So customers, contractors, just look at these technologies as something which is very high-end and not really required. So what customers are really trying to do is they want us to help them to understand the systems, to really use the systems, to help them improve their operations, to help them reduce energy costs, to help them reduce the operational costs. That's what we're looking, and that's what we're being asked a lot by our customers.
Okay, for our communities, very curious, what are some of the trends you're seeing down and control trends you're seeing in the Mexican market?
But we do believe that with the emergence of these new technologies, the IoT and the cloud, you're going to see more and more buildings go into the cloud.
You see typically the market in Mexico that over 20% of the market is really an intelligent building, because most of the buildings are not devoted to this technology. But if you see the market as of the last 10 years, up to 90% of the new projects in these 10 years are investing in this kind of technology. Nowadays, the LEED and the USGBC standards are making a hit here in Mexico, because most of these new buildings are trying to get this certification online because the tenants are asking for it. So really, this is the driven here today for technology to get the certification for LEED, and we have a lot of buildings right now in this scope, probably over 300 buildings trying to get some sort of certification.
Of the commercial buildings in Mexico are now pursuing LEED certification. This has become a requirement from major international companies looking for office buildings in Mexico to actually decide where they're going to rent their offices. We see a growing interest and a lot of talk on the IoT market, since now customers start understanding that with the IoT, they can improve their operations and they can have a better use of the technologies. There's also a growing trend in customers asking for service. They want to improve their operations. They want to reduce operational costs. They want to reduce energy costs. They want to really take advantage of their BMS systems. So this is what I think we're actually looking in the controls market in Mexico.
The magic of internet today is that we are allowed to see what's happening in the rest of the world, and we're trying to catch up very fast, very quick. The idea that the market has is try to get in line with what you guys are doing in the States and what the people are doing in Europe and even in Asia. So the idea is try to make it faster as it could be, trying to catch up with the newest technologies around the world.
Alrighty, well, that's really good stuff, and thank you for your time and your information. How does the Control Trends community get a hold of you guys if they wanted to? What's the means to communicate with y'all in Mexico?
Customers of the community can find us at our website, which is www.mrsoluciones.com.
Just like Mr. Solutions, but in Spanish. So thank you guys for this opportunity. We're very pleased, and we hope to start working with you guys in the Control Trends community and giving up the news for Mexico, maybe in Spanish, maybe in English. You should tell us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much to all. Thank you very much to you, Eric.
Hey guys, man, Alfredo, Carlos, thanks a lot, man. Great to hear from you guys. Sounds like you guys have a great operation down there. We really appreciate the input. Look forward to seeing you guys next month. Thanks for doing this. Hey, good luck. Good selling. All right, Kenny, that was good stuff. What do we have up next?
All right, Eric, this is one that's near and dear to our hearts. We have the official 2015 Control Trends Awards nomination ballot is now available through several access points, primarily the Control Trends website, right-hand side. Click on the link and begin the official nomination ballot. So again, this is a very important aspect of what we're trying to do with Control Trends and the Control Trends Awards. This is the time and opportunity to nominate your favorite products, solutions, vendors, technical support people, and the executives that make it all happen. So please help us recognize the heroes and the superstars of the HVAC building automation industries, and please nominate the people that you work with hand in hand, that give you the technical support. This is really important that they get their names on the ballots, because what will happen, Eric, is in a little short while now, the way time flies, the top five or six nominees in each category will be placed on the final voted ballot, and will be eligible to win the Control Trends Awards in January.
Right. So it's really good stuff. So a couple things about the ballot. Like Kenny said, it's up in the right-hand corner. You can actually take that link. We encourage you to take the link. It's embeddable. Send it out to your community. Ask them to vote. We will not share anybody's information, but one thing that does happen, you do need to fill everything out completely on the nomination ballot. Part of that is, once you nominate somebody, we will send you the official voting ballot when it's time to vote for the finalists. So you have to fill those ballots out completely. If there's a category you're not familiar with, you can just hit not applicable, but you're going to have to put that, or it's not going to take your ballot. You're going to have to give us an email address. Again, that's where we're able to send the ballots back, but also make sure nobody's sort of trying to game the system. And there's also, Kenny, you can nominate up to three people per category. So this is how the nominations work, okay? And like Kenny said, the top five or six in each category will go on to be on the final ballot. And those ballots will go out, and you'll vote for the finalists a little bit later on. And out of those five, then we'll have the top one will win in each category. So it's a cool thing. You also notice there's a thing on there called Other. So if you know somebody, a product or a person or a company, you don't see them on the ballot, you can write them out under Other. And then as soon as Kenny and I see those come up under Other, we'll add them to the regular ballot, and those votes will count for the nomination. So be sure to do that. And Kenny, I think the biggest change we have this year, which is really cool, we realize that we have so many systems integrators that are Control Trends viewers and Control Talk Now viewers, and they sort of reached out to us, hey, why aren't we included in the awards? So guess what? We have a category this year called the Control Trends Building Automation Controls Integrator of the Year Award. And hey, we don't know who all you guys are, so that's a category for sure. Give us write them in if you don't see them there, because we knew some people, and some people have already written their names. We'll add them to the ballot. And hey, if you're handling a particular brand, if you're a disc tech dealer and you get on that nomination ballot, reach out to them and say, hey, help us get nominated. They need to send it out to their network, get people to vote for you. Because again, at a certain level, this is sort of a popularity contest in a way, meaning that it is a very social sort of thing. But at the same time, if you're not good, you're probably not going to get in the finals. But hey, we really want to include the systems integrators in this year's award. So please help us do that. If you have any questions, you can reach out to either myself or Kenny, controltrends@gmail.com. If you find any mistakes on the ballot, let us know that too. Hey, because Kenny and I, we're a lot of things, but perfect doesn't fall into that category, does it, Kenny?
No, I don't think I don't think there's such thing as perfection. But anyhow, you said so many good things there. And just to go back, that anybody that gets nominated as an achievement, it's all about really truly just taking a moment to recognize and add the Control Trends Integrator of the Year has already been very, very popular and it had a big response already. And this is global too. So, I mean, we're seeing, inputs coming from places we didn't entirely expect, but I mean, Australia has a lot of, it's very, very popular and a very big follower of Control Trends. So it's really important that the people that are responsible for the marketing channels, the social media engagement channels, to activate your network and say, hey, come on, help us be recognized for the good things that we do and the important integral aspects we play in your day-to-day business. You know, so what happens is I think everybody gets a chance to dust off some of their marketing collateral. Everybody gets a chance to, you know, reinvigorate their network, say something important, because you know, it's going out to a lot of people, and this year is going to be bigger than our previous 3 years, Eric. So anybody gets nominated, anybody gets on that final ballot is actually a winner, you know, because it means that they've done a lot of things right to a lot of people.
But when we announce the finalists, the finalists in each category, then after that we're going to reach out to those finalists and give them the opportunity to tell you about their product or their people or their company. So it's a great way also to sort of learn about new companies, learn about some of the cool people in our industry you may or may not know already, and some of the new products. So like Kenny said, if you wind up getting nominated, you're going to have a great opportunity to have us blast out your collateral and really let the Control Trends community that's all around the world, the global community, know about your products and your people. So it's probably, a lot of people tell us, it's one of the best marketing things they do year in and year out. Not only that, I mean, it's a great cause. I mean, we're acknowledging the great people in our industry, and it's going to be, it's our Academy Awards, for lack of a better word. And this year, like Kenny said, is going to be spectacular in Orlando. It'll be on Sunday night, so we'll have a little bit more time. It's going to be at the Hard Rock Live. It's a stage where people like Huey Lewis and all these great musicians have played. It's a spectacular arena. We got some great entertainment planned. And Kenny, that's all thanks to our platinum sponsors who are just unbelievable. We got them on the website. We'll be talking more about them. But a special thanks. Neptronics has come on as a platinum sponsor. To join people like Belimo, Honeywell, Johnson Controls, Niagara, DG Logix, J2 Innovation is, I think, on as a platinum. I need to confirm that with Scott Mensch. But Links Bung. So, I mean, the really great people in the industry are behind this and have been and are supporting it. EZRO. So Vicon, you're going to be a great company.
Vicon, Delta. We do, and all our sponsors are very important. We have some gold sponsors, some silver sponsors, and some broad sponsors. But there's been so much going on here, and the cross pollinization between the businesses, the linkage now between, you know, when people are getting involved in Control Trends, they're finding out OEMs that never knew they existed by participating. I mean, you're really accessing a deep vein. As we said probably 2 months ago, we've had over 100 million hits. And we're actually like about 1.2 million now. So somewhere along the line, some kind of a magic, social media magic's happening. We're getting the information out to these people. We're serving as that pivot point, that portal of communication. So please help yourself and be involved and get and recognize your people. And again, there's nothing wrong with nominating yourself, your own company, because it was like the old days where one of the presidents was asked, who did he vote for? He goes, who do you think? I voted for myself because I know that I work very hard. I know I deserve the recognition. So not to be too vain about it, but, you know, blow your own horn. Tell us why you should be, nominated, get involved in the process, and the process will help you sell more or provide more services to your customer bases.
Well, and I tell you what, Kenny, it's all of us are marketing to our customers. We, you know, I think my biggest expense is my outside sales guys and girls trying to get them to go out and find new business, because it's just hard to see for people to see you. So this is also an opportunity for you to be found. And at the end of the day, people are going to want to, all things being equal, are going to want to do business with people they like and are like them. And this is an opportunity for you to sort of showcase yourself. I can't tell you who this particular company is or individual, but here's an example. And I'll be candid, this doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen some. This particular individual showed me an email, and it started out, hey, I've been watching, I'm a big Control Trends fan. I saw your product on Control Trends. It's perfect for our application. We need 10,000 of them. And how do we buy some products? So those things happen. So it's for what you put into it, with the potential you get out of it, it's a huge, huge risk reward ratio there. So hey, open arms to everybody. If you're in the controls business, the building automation business, you have a place on Control Trends, and all you have to do is reach out and ask. But I think to Kenny's point, we're at that time of year where you want to be on the nomination ballot, you want to reach out to your network, you want to get nominated, you want to be one of those finalists, and hopefully win an award in January.
Well, Eric, one of the funny things, how small the world is and how serendipity and synchronicity and all that stuff come into play. Ken St. Clair, one of the articles this month was to do with the Chinese economy has hit its first snag, you know, setback, and the numbers that they were putting out to the world and what the world was following impacted all the stock worlds, all the stock trading, everything was going, you know, was impacted by it. But on the other hand, the emerging market of India, we were at the ECIO conference to talk to the engineering core, the people that specify products, and they can't get enough attention right now. So, I mean, imagine, I think we can play a great role in American manufacturers and global manufacturers hitting the sweet spots, because people now are coming into, they're taking a look at what's happening on Control Trends and this Control Trends Awards, and they're all coming to the AHR show. And I wanted to make another point about that, too, is we've done everything we can to work very closely with AHR. There's some great folks there, and we're getting to work with them even closer. So we want to stay out of the way of their show. We don't want to impact negatively, take people off the floor. In fact, we want to put more people on the floor, because basically, as an organization, they've been way ahead of the scale, and from you know, keeping the contained HVAC market, building automation markets, put them in one place. They are the biggest, and to be affiliated with them remotely as we are now is a great thing for us. So we want to make sure that everything is kind of dovetails together into a very important weekend or weekday. It goes Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So 4 days for manufacturers, for people in the business, facility managers, building owners. That is the place to be, and you come down there, you'll get your money's worth.
That's absolutely killing. Well, speaking of getting your money's worth, one of the great people we met was a gentleman by the name of Varun Najera. He is the CEO of Sierra Monitor, and Sierra has come out as a platinum sponsor for the 2015 Control Trends Award as well. But Kenny, talk about a guy that just really gives, really knows his stuff and gives a lot back. Control Trends has produced a show for Sierra Monitor called Network Conversations with Varun Najera, and we just posted episode 2 last week. Tell us a little about Varun, Sierra, and what your thoughts were on episode 2.
I'd love to. Well, first of all, he's a very engaging guy, very intelligent, but he's also a father, and he talked about his 12-year-old son in this particular episode and about the Wayne's World and the word excellent. And it was kind of cool because he's hip, he's smart, but he's genuine because, he's talking from his heart. He talked about misspent youth and just how his son asked him, so is it going to be as good as Wayne's World? And he said, I don't know about that, but I will use the word excellent. So, I mean, it was really cool. But I think, we've met a lot of interesting people, and I think we provide a service to the industry by giving them an opportunity to meet these people and see how engaged they are in their professional abilities applied to HVAC. And this guy, he's taken one of the top rungs of my favorite, I listen to what he says, because he talks about the key changes, the core technology, business models changing, the benefits, who pays the bills for these benefits, how is value divvied up? And that is a very cool way to put it, So the trends are that, everybody's trying to learn something from watching and experiencing and learning from different business models. The building IoT, how is it used, and how everybody jumps on these trends and then it becomes blurred. There's a blurring effect where all of a sudden it doesn't seem to make any sense. Because is this something that I need to invest in? It's like social media. Everybody says, should we do it? I don't think it's going to be important. And then the early adopters probably spent enough money to pioneer it for everybody else, because now everybody has to do it. But he was saying about the framework that that SMC uses. Sierra Monitor believes in a very strong, pragmatic approach using 4 steps. Interestingly enough, he referred to one of the number one musical songs of all time, The Stairway to Heaven, because he talks about the 4 steps using a business model and how he works with OEMs, how SMC uses this framework with OEMs that make chillers, boilers, AHUs, submeters. There's a distinction between OEMs, systems integrators, and facility managers. And for the OEMs, he was saying, why should we make our products smart? What value is brought to the smart product? And that really got interesting. So I'd highly recommend everybody visit that post, because it's just really spelled out for you. He uses, the first one, support service, monitoring and upgrades. Then you have the second step, third step, fourth step. And like you said, we want people to watch this post. So please visit the post to see these 4 important framework steps that are a very, very good approach towards smart IoT, you know, smart buildings, IoT. Why is that important to me? And how do I find new value from all these things? So there's four categories of benefits. There's four steps. Obviously, he said you got to make a concerted effort at each step. So if you want to play, you got to pay. Not just money, but time. You have to really put some sweat equity into what you're trying to do to be successful. And that's what SMC does, and that's probably why their success has continued to catapult and why this young executive is going to be, you know, somebody that's going to be in this business a long time and make a big impact.
Well, I think he is. And I'll tell you what, definitely check his website out, too, because they have fantastic products. But I think what makes Varun so great is that he's a very, very bright guy. He takes the complex, he makes it simple. If you have questions about networking, and face it, Builder Automation Controls does a lot of networking. He gets into some really, you know, complex type applications. But if you have questions about networking and anything to do with that, you can reach out to us, controltrends@gmail.com. Ask this question for Varun, and he'll answer it on the show, episode 304. So it's a great way to do interaction there. Check these guys out, sierramonitor.com. And again, special thanks to Sierra for coming on as a platinum sponsor this year. So you get to see Varun and all the other superstars at the 2015 Control Trends Awards in Orlando. So Kenny Smyers, with that, my good man, I think we are going to call it a wrap. This has been about a six-hour day for us so far. Just trying to get this.
You just want to go see the Atlanta Falcons play, huh?
What? Did they win?
I think they're playing.
I think it's over. Let's check the score real quick here and just see.
I don't know.
Usually you know everything, Kenny. Come on now.
Well, now that you give me a chance to click. I think they played later on today.
They're playing. They were playing earlier. They were losing earlier. They were playing the Redskins.
Okay, let's see what happens here. We got New Orleans getting their butts kicked by Philadelphia. We've got Cincinnati in a tight one with Seattle. We've got St. Louis losing to Green Bay. We have
Falcons are tied. It's overtime, buddy. I gotta go.
I'll tell you what then, if you like the Steelers, they lose.
19-19. Okay, so that's another week of Control Talk Now, your smart buildings, video casts, and podcasts. Special thanks to Alfredo Melnick and Carlos Roman from Solutions for being guests this week. And with that, Kenny Smyers, go Falcons. Have a great week, and remember, stay in control.
Indeed, Eric.
Indeed, Kenny Smyers. We're done.
All righty. Dude, I think.